Welcome to Senior Class on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. You've graduated from the workforce and made it to retirement, so go to the head of the class. Senior Class Radio is your source for senior citizen-related topics, information, and entertainment. Now it's time for Senior Class on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Good Sunday morning to you. I'm Russell Mills, and this is Senior Class, where our mission is to discuss all aspects of life and living in your golden years, or living with folks in their golden years. Your host for Senior Class is the chairman of the board for Sunshine Care Partners, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. As always, we have a great show in store for you today. We're going to talk about services available so you can age in place. And that place is where we all call home. But first, I want to welcome live to the studios my co-host, Dr. Joe Moore, board-certified internal medicine and oncologist. Dr. Moore, thanks so much for waking up with us today.
Good morning, Rusty. Great to be here.
It's always good to see you live in the studios. And also, we have a special guest live in the studio, Paige Cole, with Visiting Angels. Paige, thank you so much for bringing this valuable information to all of our listeners.
Thank you, Rusty. Thanks for having me here.
Well, Joe, I have to say, the Chicago concert was amazing this week. I think you went as well.
They never disappoint.
They don't. Yeah. I love the horns.
I tell you, my wife loves the horns, and she'll go see them every time they come to town, which
with
me.
It is. This is the second time that I've had a chance to see them this year. Paige, I'm sure you enjoy music as well.
I do. I'm a little bit jealous that you guys didn't invite me to go with you to the Chicago concert.
Well, it was a lot. We went separately. It was a last-minute thing for us. Some friends called us the night before and said, hey, we've got tickets. We're going. And so we said, well, of course. And I knew Joe probably had been standing in line like a groupie getting his tickets at Ticketmaster with his thumbs on his phone.
They were hugely popular when I was in high school, and they were popular for 20 years.
Well,
and
they still have been. They have been. They had a wide range. Now, Russell, are you a Chicago fan as well?
I was not a big Chicago fan. I was more of a hard rock guy, but I like their music. I just never bought their music.
There you go. Well, you couldn't help but hear it if you turned on an FM radio.
It's always more awesome.
It really is. It is. And those guys sure packed a punch. And that's what it is. It's about aging. It's about aging with quality of life. And that's what we're going to talk about today, Paige. So why do people have a higher quality of life when they age in place?
You know, what we've found is that people live longer, they live happier, they live healthier lives when they're in their homes. The data supports that. And you know what? In most cases, if we're able to help them stay there, then mind, body, and spirit, they all come together in a happier, healthier life.
All right. So as we age, you know, Brittany's not here, the person that represents an assisted living. You know, we all want to be able to age in place, so those assisted livings are there when we need it. But Paige, I'm sure that the services needed for a 68-year-old are dramatically different than the services, say, needed for an 86-year-old.
They are. They are greatly different. You know, aging makes things more difficult because of strength, because of memory, sometimes because of disease. But nearly everybody needs some kind of help as they get older. Different kinds of health, whether it's hospice needs, whether it's medical home health or private duty needs in the home. We've cared for people and partnered with people in those other kinds of agencies. But we're trying to help them where we provide care at the beginning stages of those needs. The other agencies provide as those needs get greater.
Dr. Moore?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There are people aging in place. They have all sorts of physical challenges, as well as frequently mental challenges. But people want to stay in their own home, and people like organizations like Visiting Angels are good for helping people to be able to maintain a quality of life.
Okay, so Dr. Moore, if you look at the different type of services that are provided in the home, there has to be a pretty wide range. I can think of a couple off the top, and we've talked about it as hospice services, so we won't go into great detail, and that's really towards end of life. But what about the guy that's, you know, still working 5 days a week, is a blue-collar worker, strains his ankle, has to take some time off, 4 or 6 weeks to be able to have surgery before he goes back to work. I'm sure the care in the home in that instance is different than, say, an 86-year-old that has a chronic illness. Paige? Doctor?
Well, certainly it's much more comprehensive care required, many more services required for somebody that has multiple challenges like that. And it frequently falls on the to the spouse to mm-hmm. provide that type of service. And so the spouse often has a lot of responsibility, you know, when their spouse has physical and mental limitations.
So is that what we mean when we talk about a well spouse so often, that it's the individual that is their partner is having to provide the care, Paige?
That we come into those situations all the time, Rusty, where we're dealing with a spouse who has been providing that kind of care for their loved one, and they just get overwhelmed. They get worn out because they're working all day and then trying to come home and care at night, or they're having to take off during the day to go to doctor's appointments or come home for an emergency. That's where we step in. Many times when we say staying in the home, it's an elderly person staying in the home with their child. And so we're helping them stay in that environment. We cared for a little lady whose daughter was a worked for the school system in Tulsa, and we called her Maman. Everybody called her Maman. She was a little Cajun lady, and her daughter was one of the assistant superintendents. She used to be a vibrant, exciting part of her community in Louisiana, but health conditions mm-hmm. tore her down. And so it was come live with their daughter or move to a facility. And so we came in to help so the daughter could continue to work. Now, I loved it because about once a month, Mama would call my office and say, "Mr. Page, I'm making gumbo today with my caregiver and you're coming to lunch." So I'd go down and help.
Oh, that would be
it
wonderful.
It was great. But we did that so the daughter could work, Mama could stay in the home with her family, and everybody was happy.
And patients often, you know, want to stay in their home, that's for sure, or stay. They'd prefer to stay with a relative than go to a community. And oftentimes the relative, whether it be a child or some other member of the family, feels a responsibility to that person to keep them at home, and they really get personal satisfaction out of that, but it's a huge challenge.
All right, so let's go into just a brief bit of detail with regards to what I'm going to call medical home health services versus private duty. And I want to go over who controls what services are rendered. Now, I'm going to go to Dr. Moore first. So, for example, if I have a hip break, or, you know, I have rehabilitation on an arm or a shoulder, or I had bronchitis that went into pneumonia, how are those medical orders delivered, and who, quote, say, writes the orders to get those services provided?
Well, in the case of a broken hip, it would be the orthopedic surgeon that would be ordering the home rehab and home health. But whichever doctor has been responsible for taking care of that illness when they were hospitalized.
So the doctor works with the rehabilitation and putting that plan of care together, and it goes over a period of time, and it's dictated day by day. Is that correct?
That's correct, and it is for a limited length of time, usually for maybe just a few weeks, that they can get that kind of care.
Okay,
provided.
So it is limited. It is only by doctor's order, and it normally follows a surgery or a rehabilitation of some sort. Now, Paige, how is private duty different? Who controls those services and what are provided?
You know, we're still getting the word out. This industry's been around for decades, but we're still getting the word out that we exist. For a long time, it was always family members, neighbors, or someone from church that came along and helped. Mm-hmm. But the truth is that the family is 100% in control of what we do. They call us. They set up the consultation, the appointment. We tell them what duties we have available, what services we have available for them, and then we set the schedule to accommodate their needs. The exciting thing is that because we've been doing it as long as we have, we are able to complement what's going on with home health or with hospice. We're able to come alongside and pick up with the things they do not do.
Okay, so you work in conjunction with, say, hospice, if those services are involved, or during rehabilitation because the services are limited by the doctor and how many times they visit each week.
Absolutely. The medical home health things that they do, we typically tell people those are kind of short on the clock, short on the calendar, and short on the duties. They're very limited because mm-hmm. that's what they're designed to do.
Right.
We come alongside and then complement and fill in those areas where we can provide the best care.
Okay, so Paige, if people want more information about Visiting Angels and some of the services that are provided, how do they reach out? What service areas do you cover here locally?
Locally, we cover the entire Tulsa metro area within about 30-mile radius of the Tulsa metro. Mm-hmm. We also cover about that same area around Bartlesville.
Okay, and in the for our Oklahoma City listeners, you have a geographic area in that area as well.
I do as well. I have an office in Southwest Oklahoma City, but there are actually four different Visiting Angels franchises, so the entire Oklahoma City metro area is covered within about a 30-mile radius.
That is wonderful. So a local phone number, Paige?
918-609-5600 for Tulsa and 918-333-7400 for Bartlesville.
Let me make sure I have that right as I wrote it down. 918-609-5600. 5600. That's 918-609-5600. We'll go ahead and go to break. I think everybody's going to be excited at the end of the show. Stay tuned to find out how you can be the first. Imagine Alexa, visiting angels, and a constant companion to provide entertainment, safety, and peace of mind. Sounds pretty cool, Russell.
Sounds like high tech.
It is.
All right, so combining high-tech with comfort and staying at home. We're talking with the folks from Visiting Angels here on Senior Class. We'll be right back after a quick timeout. Senior Class is live and local on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. Welcome back to Senior Class here on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. Coming up here in about 8.5 minutes, your top stories, the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, and your forecast for the week. Looks like it's going to be mid-90s most of the week. Questions, you can text us at 95920. Your host for Senior Class, he's chairman of the board for Sunshine Care Partners, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. Today's topic is services available to age in place, and that means where we all call home. I want to welcome live to the studios my co-host, Dr. Joe Moore, board-certified internal medicine and oncology. Dr. Moore, thanks for waking up with us today.
Great to be here, Rusty.
And we have Paige Cole from Visiting Angels, and we were talking about the differences in services between medical home health and private duty. All right, so I am a T-chart kind of guy. I like a line-by-line comparison. So, Dr. Moore, Paige, could we kind of go down some of the services as a list, as an adult child that helps provide care for my mom and dad, would want to know distinguished between the two. So, Dr. Moore, I'll throw it on your side first. So, let's say it is from a fall and a rehabilitation on a hip, and there's some medical equipment needs, and there may be a need for a hospital bed for a period of time, and then physical therapy, and then just some help with bathing and those chores around the house that mom or dad was doing before that no longer could be done. Could you guys kind of explain the differences between the two? And let's start with equipment. Where is that covered in the services between the two organizations?
Well, there may be a need for a hospital bed, for instance. There may be a need for oxygen, people coming home from the hospital, what we call durable medical equipment, wheelchairs, that sort of thing, shower chairs, that sort of thing. These are what home health provides are medically oriented types of services.
So as in a lot of instances, those are paid for by Medicare and your supplement insurance.
Exactly. Medicare does cover the cost of that. And it's also a physical therapist coming out to the home to provide care for that person that maybe have had a hip fracture or something like that. And social workers are involved. And it's fairly comprehensive, though, for a limited length of time. On the other hand, the services that are provided through private duty are, I'll just let Paige address those.
So on the private duty side, where does private duty fill in the gaps from, say, the services that the doctor has ordered, Paige?
Well, and let me say there is some overlap where they do come home from the hospital. It may be that part of the duties that are listed is to provide assistance with a bath.
Okay.
Well, that may just be for 3 to 6 weeks. We come along then after they leave, and we begin to provide assistance in those same areas. So there's some overlap in some of those what we call personal care tasks.
Got
we're
it.
Able to do some of those things for them as well. We're not trained therapists, but there's many times where they come home and they're doing physical therapy with a physical therapist. We're in the home at the same time providing living assistance services, and the physical therapist can say to my staff, here's some exercises this person can do, and they just show my staff, and we can help them do their exercises.
Man, that's
amazing.
So
we're not therapists, but we're there to help them do those things, and so we come alongside. But again, many times we're doing those daily tasks in the home so that spouse isn't having to do those, so they're able to just be the spouse.
Exactly.
And help their loved one.
And the not only the spouse, but that adult child as well.
Or the adult child who's there.
Okay, so with that, Dr. Moore, so it's more, and we're going back to that term, episodic. So a doctor would write an order to rehabilitate an illness, a fall, or an exacerbation of a chronic illness. So it only lasts for a period of time, but we all know as we age, we're going to need more and more help. Is that really where the private duty comes in? And how do the relationships work between doctors and these private duty companies? Because that seems like an important relationship between the two.
Well, Dr. they certainly Moore. Supplement each other and complement each other very well. As you say, the home health coverage only lasts for a few weeks, and then it's really back onto the primary caregiver, usually the spouse, adult child, somebody to provide that care for the patient after that. And, you know, the family can turn to friends and other family members, but sometimes that just can't take care of all the patient's needs. And that's where a Visiting Angels organization would come in.
All right. So I do want to go into a bit more detail on the differences in those services, say from maybe a 75-year-old, an 85-year-old, and a 95-year-old, because I can see those synergies between the medical, home health, and private duty even being more important. But I know that expense is always going to be a big question. So I know we've discussed medical home health is paid for by insurance. How does an individual pay for the private duty that's needed? And let's compare that to maybe, say, the cost of long-term care.
Okay. There are really several ways that our services are paid for. One, there are individuals who do have long-term care insurance policies. And so many times we're counseling these adult children when they show up as we talk to them about cost to consider that for themselves. We become counselors for the future clients. And so if they have a long-term care insurance policy, because we're a licensed agency with the state, it does cover it. The second thing is there's money out there for veterans, and not only veterans, but for their widows or for their spouses.
Exactly.
If they need care. So we help them pursue those avenues. And then, of course, there's private pay. So we're trying to help them really get the amount of care that they can get through any of those three avenues.
And if you look at it, Dr. Moore, isn't it more important to try to age in place only for quality of life, happiness, and the spirit?
Well, I think every situation is different, but I think there are many, many people would like to stay in their home if they could, if they can find the support they need at the home. And so they rely on their spouse, their well spouse, their family and friends, and organizations like Visiting Angels to try and stay in home, where I think most people, many people, are very, very comfortable staying there.
And, I just want to jump in for a second and mention that this is really important also for the other family members for respite, because all too often we see folks work themselves into a hospital bed, trying to both cover a job and take care of sometimes the kids and the parents. And so this is something that can be a resource for the entire household.
It really can. So, Paige, if people want more information about Visiting Angels, how do they reach out?
They can reach us by phone at 918-609-5600 here in Tulsa, or 918-333-7400 in Bartlesville. We also have a website at visitingangels.com/Tulsa. They can get more information there.
And we want to give a tease for later in the show. I'm excited about this, so stay tuned to find out how you can be the first to wrap up Alexa, Visiting Angels, and Constant Companion to provide entertainment, safety, and peace of mind. We wrote that together, Paige and I did, because we were so excited we wanted to go for paragraph after paragraph to do that tease. But I'm excited. I love technology, and I love new things that can help people stay in their home, and I love entertainment.
All right, Paige, I'm going to ask you to give those phone numbers again one more time, just a little slower. So for the Tulsa office, you said it's about a 30-mile radius around Tulsa. The number is?
It's 918-609-5600.
609-5600. Okay, and then
in
Bartlesville,
it's 333-7400.
333-7400. Okay, excellent. Well, we'll be right back with more Senior Class. We're going to take a quick time out for your news and weather. And then we will return. We are live and local in the big city of Tulsa on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. Stay with us. More Senior Class right after this.
Sunshine on a cloudy day.
Well, welcome back to Senior Class here on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. If you've got any questions for us today, well, shoot us a text, 95920. Now the host for Senior Class, he's chairman of the board for Sunshine Care Partners, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. On today's show, we're talking about services available to age in place, and that place is where we all call home. Want to welcome live to the studios my co-host, Dr. Joe Moore, board-certified internal medicine and oncologist. Dr. Moore, thank you so much for waking up with us today.
Good morning, Rusty. Glad to be here.
And our special guest live in the studio is Paige Cole with Visiting Angels. Paige, it's such a blessing to have you here live in our studios, and you do have a rich history here in the Tulsa area. Can you brag a little bit and say, to let our listeners know what you did prior to owning the Visiting Angels Association here locally?
Well, we are in our 13th year, but before that, I spent 23 years in the pastorate. I was never the senior pastor, but I served in a variety of roles, youth pastor, education, and then finally as the executive pastor at First Baptist Church in Owosso. Still go there, love my church family, but that was my calling, and, mm-hmm. and stepped out of that role to get out to the community. And we just see a lot of people in crisis now that we're able to step in and say, it's going to be okay. We're going to help you.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Moore, you had a little bit of research on Paige's background, and I would like you for you to read a little bit of it, because Paige isn't the type of guy that's going to pat himself on the back, but he is an author as well.
He's written 10 books. Is that right, Paige?
Yes, either all or part of them,
including one is called The Character-Based Leader, Instigating a Leadership Revolution One Person at a Time, which sounds like a very, very useful resource to have. You want to tell us a little bit about that book?
You know, being a part of that group, Character-Based Leader was a group that I became a part of out on LinkedIn. Mike Henry's the founder of that group. He's from Owosso, but the group mm-hmm. has about 12 or 15,000 people in it. And as I was a part of the group, I realized this guy lives in Owosso.
Exactly.
And I met him. And it's really been a neat way to help go out into the community, maybe people of different faiths or backgrounds, and talk to them about building character among your workplace, your team members, your family, your community. And I was invited to be a part of this group that wrote this book and came together. When it was launched, the week it was launched, it was in the top 5 books out on Amazon that week, in business books. And so it was pretty exciting to see that happen.
Well, there's nothing better for a business than to have a character-based leader. So that's a very, very important part of
that
any business.
That is a very important part of every business. And I am so happy to have you here on the show and to have the long-term relationship with our radio show. You'll hear Paige's voice more and more often here on our show. I appreciate you being a part of that and growing that synergy, because that's exactly right. We all work together. And if you have business owners that all have character, you know that the patient, the customer, will always come first. And that's what we're about. And I think, Dr. Moore, you agree with that. We're all here to raise the bar of quality of product and service that we provide the individuals.
We're all,
whether it's
we're
the
all
patient
working together
or our
to provide the best service we can to our seniors and mm-hmm. to their families.
And that's what's most important. And I like today's topic of the show is we're discussing what services are available to age in place, and that's where we all call home. And I know that the care that I will need in my early retirement will be different in my end of life, and I really do want to be able to age in place, and that does mean death. So in this segment, we're going to talk a little bit about hospice services and how private duty works in conjunction. So Paige, Dr. Moore is working as an oncologist. I'm sure you've seen plenty of patients and loved ones that you serve as well, Paige, that go through those end-of-life issues. So what are some of the hurdles that our listeners might avoid by listening to today's show?
Well, hospice is a very useful service. A patient is eligible for that if they have an expected life of 6 months or less, although physicians are not perfect, and sometimes it's just an estimate, of course. But they're eligible for hospice, which is a governmentally funded agency.
Now, Paige, when we were talking earlier this week about today's show, you said that you believe that hospice was one of the most underutilized services that we have for our senior class members.
Absolutely. I think sometimes people are unaware of what's out there, and they're unaware of how much of a blessing it could be to their family, not just the the care that they could receive or the benefits that they could glean from hospice, but how much it could take off of that well spouse or the adult children. The truth is that what Dr. Moore said is correct, that expected lifespan of 6 months. But we've had clients that were on and off of hospice for a period of up to 2 years. They they went on to hospice, and actually they began to, their health improved,
right,
and then they came off of hospice. And then maybe later they came back on. We had a gentleman, a retired pastor in Owosso, that we took care of, and his wife was so sweet. She called me up, and we went out and helped her. She was worn down, and hospice was coming in, but they just came in to help just during certain periods. And so we partnered with them. We had a lot of communication between their staff and ours on how we could come along beside and partner with them to help this pastor and his wife. And so he got better, and he came off of hospice after about 6 months. Now, about 8 or 10 months later, he went back on hospice, and then they came in, and eventually he passed away. But it was one of those situations. His period of time on hospice was nearly 2 years.
And patients often do better once they get on hospice, because they get that the support from the staff of hospice, the nurses, social workers, chaplains, all of it. They all work together to help the patient get the services and support they need. And often patients start to do better physically.
And that's true, because in a lot of instances, there was maybe a well spouse, that's the spouse that's not sick, taking care of, and maybe one additional family member. And when you bring a team of people in to provide care, you can't help but at least stabilize and or get better.
Russell? Well, and it's unfortunate that the word hospice has, you know, has this negative connotation.
It's
this
really
stigma,
palliative
to it.
Care.
It's palliative care. And unfortunately, too many people just, they hear that and they go, well, that just means I'm surrendering, I'm giving up. And I think Paige made a good point, is hospice, people graduate from hospice all the time.
They do. And not only that, but, you know, many times the stress on a family when their loved one has reached that point in their life is not just the physical, not just the emotional, but financial.
Yep.
And they don't realize that when they go under hospice care, a lot of times hospice picks up
that
all
was
of
my
those
next
costs
question. Yes.
Of medication, of the durable medical equipment, of any of those kinds of things that they've been maybe paying out of pocket. Hospice care picks that up.
That's right. And it's a huge thing, because, you know, medications, pain medications, for instance, are covered. And so anything related to the illness is covered by hospice and paid for. So it's a huge benefit.
And there are a lot of individuals that may feel apprehensive in calling a hospice organization, but that's really, Paige, where you at Visiting Angels come in. You can be that resource, that individual that guides them through the steps and maybe even helps them choose that hospice organization.
We tell people all the time, we consider our role in home health as being the first stop on the bus of home health care.
That's great.
That's who we are. So we do a lot of education as we explain, this is what private duty does, this is what home health does, medical home health does, and this is what hospice does. And so we are able to explain that to parents or to well spouses and then adult children.
All right. So hospice sends out nurses, assistants, people like that, as well as nurses, to provide medical care, medical equipment, and but that's periodic that they come out. They just come out sort of as needed.
Mm-hmm.
Frequently, as the illness progresses, they're needed more often. But they also send out home health aides that will bathe the patient, for instance, maybe come out 3 or 4 times a week. But often the family does need more than that, and that's where you come in.
Mm-hmm. If people want more information, let's give out that Tulsa number and the website address.
918-609-5600. And then the web address is visitingangels.com/Tulsa.
That's 918-609-5600. When we come back, we're going to talk about what I'm most excited about, and that's how you can be the first. Imagine Alexa, Visiting Angels, a constant companion to provide entertainment, safety, and peace of mind. I'm excited.
You're listening to Senior Class. We're live and local in Tulsa on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. Welcome back to Senior Class. We're live and local on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. Coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, your top stories, the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, and of course, your forecast. Once again, I'd like to welcome back the host for Senior Class. He's chairman of the board for Sunshine Care Partners, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. As always, we have a great show in store for you. We were talking about services available to age in place, and That's where we all call home. But first, I want to welcome live to the studios my co-host, Dr. Joe Moore, board-certified internal medicine and oncologist. Dr. Moore, as always, I love your unique perspective you bring to each and every show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
And then our special guest live in the studio is Paige Cole with Visiting Angels. And Paige, you've been a wealth of resources for our listeners, so I do want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me here, Rusty.
All right, so this segment is the one that I'm most excited about. If you can't hear in my voice. I love to find new ways, new creative ways that include technology to allow our senior class members to continue to have high quality of life and stay at home. So Paige, I'm going to let you go with the announcement of how what this new technology is, how you've partnered with Constant Companion and Alexa to provide a limited number of Tulsans an opportunity to be first.
You know, I'm so excited about this. About 6 months ago, I was serving as the chairman of our National Franchise Advisory Council for Visiting Angels, and one of our members brought this communication with Constant Companion and said, we found this new technology we'd like you guys to look at.
Right.
And so we began talking about it. You know, in our industry, so many times we go and sit in the home and the family says, we need some care for mom or dad. Right now, we can only afford 12 hours a week or 20 hours a week. We just wish we could do more.
Right.
And this is our way to do more. And so what happens is with Constant Companion, the family is able to use technology to be there when we can't or they can't be there.
And see, that's amazing, is because there are a lot of individuals and families, because it's a much more broad country now, so it's not unheard of that once your kids are grown, they get married, they go to school, they move states and states away. So other than your friends and your neighbors, you don't have anybody really there that's close. This allows those people in other states to be able to be a part of that caregiving process.
Absolutely. Let me tell you how it works. When we sign someone up with our Constant Companion program, we come in and we bring in our kid. Really, it's plug and play. Mm-hmm. A hotspot plugs in, so the Wi-Fi is connected to our devices. It's encrypted, so nobody else can get into it. The device, it comes with three Alexas that we position around the home, five if it's a two-story home.
Right.
And so we place them in the bedroom near the bathroom. We place them in the main area. We place them near the kitchen. And so these are available then for the senior in the home to be connected. And there's lots of reasons that we want to do that. Let me just talk to you about a couple of those. The number one reason is safety. This is really the primary reason this began. The Constant Companion people began as a security company.
Right.
So for a senior, we've all seen the devices people wear.
Yeah, I fall in and I can't get up.
We go into homes many times and the adult children say, Mom has a safety device. And we say, where is it? Well, it's hanging up beside the bed.
Exactly.
And Mom is sitting here with us. Mm-hmm. It's in the bathroom. With this device, a senior simply has to say, Alexa, call 911.
And let's explain to folks real quick what an Alexa is, because not everybody knows.
Yeah, and that is true.
That's true.
An Alexa is a device that you can put in the room. It can play music, read news, read your emails, and it attaches to the internet, and it's a constant two-way communication device. So it could listen for a fire alarm or a carbon monoxide detector, and it not only notifies the person in that home, but if there's a list of family members or friends, it's that 21st century technology device you put in each room, so you have that constant contact with any and everyone without carrying a device, it following you around.
It's voice activated.
It's voice activated.
So
they're scattered throughout the home.
And here's
it's
what's
amazing.
Unique about it. I had always thought it was just connected to the internet, but see, they're able to connect through the telephone as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So this individual is able to speak that, and it contacts 911. Now, here's the next thing that they're able to do. When we sign someone up, we take a survey with them, and we ask for the basic information. So if Mr. Johnson calls his daughter Sissy, mm-hmm. and we have her phone number, Mr. Johnson's going to be able to say, Alexa, call Sissy, and it's going to dial her number, and he can stand there and talk to Sissy.
It just calls her up for them.
If he says, Alexa, call my bank, because they want him to be able to, we've programmed that in, and he's going to be able to do that. So neat things that they're able to do that, preparing the device, customizing it for them. For entertainment purposes, he's going to be able to say, Alexa, play Slim Whitman music.
And it plays, and it Slim plays Whitman music.
I'm going to go with Glenn Miller, but okay.
Alexa, play Glenn Miller music. Alexa, tell me a joke. Mm-hmm. Alexa, read me the Psalm 23. And it will do anything that's on the internet. It's going to be able to do that for them.
And it's amazing, because that's where Visiting Angels really plugs in, is they're able to help build it and program it for them. So the family and the individual get to utilize it. So you could do pharmacy reminders, med reminders. You could do notifications and updates.
It can set alarms. It really is, can be used almost for anything you can imagine.
And an adult family member also can download the Alexa app on their phone and send messages through the Alexa app to that Alexa in their loved one's home. They can control Alexa devices that are in the home if they wanted to set it up. We already have Visiting Angels around the country using this, where they've set up plugs on outlets that are connected to a lamp, so that the individual, once they've gotten into bed, can say, Alexa, turn off the lamp.
Mm-hmm. And so we do that at our home.
Turn down the thermostat to, you know, set the house alarm.
And see, what we really have that we've been piloting in our home and at the offices are the little Wi-Fi cameras. Mm-hmm. So they attach to the Alexa as well. So you can have a constant monitoring through phone, video, to check on your loved one on a regular basis. Yeah. And the nice part is they're motion tagged activated. So if there's a fall or a big crash, it will automatically notify you via text. Something happened at mom's house, you better check the camera.
Let me tell you the last thing that's so exciting about this program, and it has nothing to do with Alexa, but it's a part of the Constant Companion program. When a person is a part of this program, they're going to get a phone call every day, a personal live phone call with a list of two or three questions that the family member has designed. Hello, Mr. Johnson. This is Visiting Angels. We're just calling to check in on you. How are you doing today? Have you taken your meds? Great. Have you fed your kitten? Oh, good. We're so excited. Is there anything else you'd like for us to do for you today? Fantastic. We'll look forward to seeing you the next time we're there. And when they're finished with the mm-hmm. call, they're going to email the answers to those questions to that adult family member, and then to Visiting Angels office. And so that family understands their loved one's getting a personal one-on-one phone call every day.
What's the phone number for people that want to participate? This is new. We're just doing it in the local area. You're getting to be the pilot, but people need that number.
The number is 918-609-5600.
918-609-5600. Paige, thank you so much. We got excited, ran late. Dr. Moore, thanks for being here as well.
Trusty.
All right, folks, you've been listening to Senior Class. We're live and local every Sunday right here from 8 till 9 a.m. Up next, your top stories, the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, and your forecast from Fox 23 and KRMG. And then it's time for Living Well with Dr. Booz. Thanks for tuning in today for our special segment on Visiting Angels. I'm Russell Mills. We'll see you right here next week.
You've been listening to Senior Class Radio with host Rusty McMurray. Thanks for listening. Tune in to Senior Class Radio with Rusty McMurray every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Until next time, have a great weekend and God bless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.